Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee. Okay, so I understand Alex Murdaugh has already turned himself in?
I have not heard that. I believe that the man who was involved directly in his shooting is the person that is currently
turned in. Okay. Yeah, people were texting that, and actually you're right. Okay, it says that he is planning to turn himself in.
Yes,
he
yes.
says he is. That must be what people are texting me about. He's planning to turn himself in. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got all of that coming out. We have the investigation now into the mysterious slip and fall death of the maid. Sled is doing that right now. And we are also seeing something else going on here in South Carolina. I have been telling people how to get monoclonal antibodies. That's mm-hmm. the treatment you want to get before you go into the hospital. And I warned you that the federal government is rationing it now. I find that very suspicious. Let's put it mm-hmm. this way. Joe Rogan saved himself with it. 3 days, 36 hours. He did it with monoclonal antibodies and ivermectin, and the media does not like that, and the Biden administration doesn't either, apparently. Thousands of orders have now been canceled. We are down 13,000 doses. And Melanie Matney of the South Carolina Hospital Association says that the federal government is reworking the supply system, and a new small shipment will come. And it'll be tightly regulated as to who can get it. I mean, it is an outrage. This is not available. An absolute outrage. And, you know, Lee, you have been nailing this for a long time because you said, listen, we need to focus on treatment before you hit the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. They gave this to Trump. Even Fauci agrees this is a great treatment. Washington Post did an article September 2nd asking why aren't people getting this? It works. It reduces hospitalization by 70% and death by 70%. Do you want that? Can you imagine what a difference that'd make in our hospitals right now?
Well, this the weird thing about this is we have a vaccine that we can't get half of the American population to actually take, which is free and widely available. And yet the treatments for the disease seem to be always being attacked and doubted by the government and limited.
And we now have an Israeli study that says that natural immunity is 27 times better than the shot, right? So here's the reality of this thing. There's going to be some percentage of people, rapper Nicki Minaj, right? All that's going on. There's going to be some percentage of people that are just not going to get this.
Right.
And there's going to be another percentage that they're just not going to get shot. There's going to be another percentage of people, like my dad, who got both shots and got deathly ill.
Yeah.
And he was never even offered this. Lately, if it seems I've talked about COVID a lot and I'm very upset, once I really began looking into this, the fact that no doctor ever offered this to my dad, I am absolutely enraged about that. I mean, we have third world medical care now when it comes to COVID. I mean, Trump was cured with this last year. Long time ago. Federal government completely controls the supply. And as soon as literally the second Joe Rogan does it, everybody wants it, right? They start looking at monoclonal antibodies. What is that? Oh, wow, it really works. And all of a sudden the government's like, oh, sorry, don't have any. They have been playing these games with this treatment. Shoving the shot. Okay, well, people aren't going to take it. So what are you going to do to loosen up the ICUs, to loosen up the emergency rooms? You can scream and yell and take their jobs. There's still going to be a lot of people who won't take it. So why don't we, instead of having a national politicized debate that's just quite frankly stupid, acknowledge that fact and clear out our hospitals by mass producing this? Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? I've had so many of you contact me since I told you how to get the monoclonal antibodies saying, my doctor didn't even know about that, or, you know, my doctor won't prescribe it, or my doctor says get the shot. And I've been telling you, listen, I'm not just talking to unvaccinated people, and this is the problem. I think that the Biden administration thinks, no, I know this is what it is. If they know there's a cure out there that will clear out our emergency rooms, save the lives of children. We've got 30 children right now in the upstate being treated, or no, it's South Carolina, being treated for serious cases of COVID. They know if people start to find out about monoclonal antibodies and how effective it is, they're afraid people won't get the shot. That's what's going on. That's why they never told you. That is why it's not part of the recommended protocol. 70% effective at decreasing hospitalizations, 70% effective at stopping death. That's what it is. They want you to take the shot. And they are damn determined you were going to do it. And they don't want you to know about this. In fact, it's funny because I first heard about it from a friend of mine who is a doctor, because when that person's family, who is full of doctors, had COVID ripped through it, what did they do? They went to the hospital? Oh, heck no. They went to the infusion center and got monoclonal antibodies, and this was the beginning of the year. Doctors even knew about this, some of them. Did you get it? No. Did my sister get it? Never mentioned. Did my dad get it? Nope, never mentioned. Well, now people know. Cat's out of the bag. Joe Rogan did that. That's why they tried to silence him. He's a big, famous podcaster. And we got to stop this, Lee. We have to stop this. This is stupid. We are one big nation of stupid. We have to just say, you know what? Let's throw the kitchen sink at this thing.
Yes. Yes.
That, and you know what? That's what Joe Rogan did. He explained it. He said, listen, I took ivermectin. I took monoclonal antibodies. I took zinc. I took infusions of vitamin D. And he said, here's what me and my doctor did. We threw the kitchen sink at it. We threw it all. We did everything. I want it. And that's me. I want all of it, right? I want all of the stuff that could help me, whether it's cancer or COVID or anything.
Right.
But other things are not politicized like this is.
No.
We have to stop. But think about it. I'm sick and tired of these stupid internet posts. Well, you know, if you didn't get the shot, you're responsible for the fact my mom couldn't check in at the ICU. No, 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 no. Mr. Fauci, NIH, White House, where is the monoclonal antibody treatment? Where is it? Why isn't that part of the protocol? The recommended protocol. It's not forbidden, but why isn't it part of the protocol? Why isn't it covered under the PREP Act, where they don't have liability for it? That's why they give you remdesivir and antibiotics. Those are covered. Hospitals use that. You can't sue them if you die, right? Put monoclonal antibodies on that. Let doctors start writing the prescriptions. Stop killing people. Stop it. Let's let everybody take everything. Let's just do it. It's okay. It doesn't have to be political. And now Presley's son is outraged. Former head of the Republican Party. His dad didn't get it.
Well, he was former of the Tea Party, not the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah, Tea Party. Ran for the Republican Party.
Yeah, and he was the executive committeeman for the Greenville County Republican Party.
He was. Yeah. And he didn't get it. And I'm feeling that same way. Like, my dad had basically a brush with death. Never even offered to him. I mean, what is this, a third world backwater? Is this what we've become? And you know what's doing this to us? This is our stupid politics. This is our stupid, everything has to be politicized. Well, they might not take the shot. You know what? Let's just throw it all at them. All of it. Let's clear out our ICUs. Let's stop the stupidity.
Well, and it's just like this whole discussion over the mask mandate. The state of South Carolina and many other states and many people across the nation are saying the government should not be forcing you to do this.
Right.
Okay? They're not stopping you from doing this. If it's so important to wear a mask, if you believe so heavily in that, then wear one. Make sure your kids do, because no one is stopping you from doing that. And but we get so upset and so maniacally crazed about forcing everyone to do a certain thing, even if you believe it is in your best interest and their best interest, even if you believe that. Why do we not do that about other things? If we're going to do that, then let's reduce the number of abortions by requiring everyone not to have unprotected sex unless you want to have that child.
Yes, and I think that
That would never go over.
No, and why don't we have your employer ask you if you're having unprotected sex?
Right, exactly. There you go.
And you got to fill out yes or no. Let's do that. You on birth control? What kind? Please fill in the form early, below of how many abortions you've had.
Yeah.
Where does it stop?
Right, exactly. I mean, we already have laws requiring you to wear seatbelts. Not everybody does. I think that they should. I always do. But, you know, that we continue to have collisions. And of course, the thing is, sometimes you have a collision with someone with a seatbelt and they'll die anyway. There's nothing that's perfect. And this is just like the vaccine. The vaccine is very good at keeping you from getting the disease, but it's not perfect. And if you do get it, you're more likely than not to have a bad reaction, to be hospitalized or to be in ICU or on the ventilator. But there still are some who do, even those that have been vaccinated. Just like there's no perfect solution for anything. And I'm just so sick and tired of people in this country and in the government thinking, we're telling you to do this because it's perfect and there will be no bad outcomes. No, that's not true. You may be less likely to have a bad outcome, but stop telling me this is a perfect system and you can completely protect me, because you can't. Nobody can.
Texter writes, if people knew about monoclonal antibodies, and mass produced it, the pandemic would be over and they would lose their power. They have to keep this going so they can cheat in the elections. Well, they just have to keep this going, period, because they want the power. Think about it. And this is not a vaxxed versus unvaxxed argument either. It's not. You know why? Again, my dad was vaccinated, both shots.
Yeah.
He didn't get the monoclonal antibody. So don't tell me we need this because you vaxxed people, unvaxxed people. What? No, this is my dad. He deserved to have them too. Texter writes, I asked a doctor for monoclonal for my son in March, was told no, only to extremely high-risk patients. Well, we got 30 kids in the ICU now, right now, fighting for their lives. You know what I want to know? I want to know how many of them got this. I already know the answer, though. None. That's the answer. Because the federal government is trying to restrict it to over 55. It's just stupidity. So we got some 70% cure rate. We could end this thing right now. We could end it right now. But we'd rather have a debate for the next year over vaccines. Because that's...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just how dumb we are. Let's jump on the line with State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to speak to you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so you're here to tell us about future scholar in college savings account, something I am a huge believer in. We have three of these for the kids, and I often joke, if the kids knew how much money were in those accounts, how much we've managed to accumulate, just, you know, $50 a month, they might kill us for the money, for the inheritance. You know, like a game of Clue, who did it? The maid, the butler?
Oh yeah. You're in that territory.
Yeah. It really works.
Thanks for letting me. Yeah, it does. And, you know, we have over 200,000 participants in the program. So when I walk through a shopping mall, not that I ever go to shopping malls, but if I walk through someplace, you know, someone will always throw up their hand and say, hey, Mr. Treasurer, we love the 529 plan. The General Assembly did a great thing. They gave us a plan with a lot of flexibility and said, here, go off and run this plan so it services South Carolina. And from that came Future Scholar. And you go to futurescholar.com, open up a college savings account. In 30 minutes or less, it's really simple. When you put money in this college savings account, you get a state tax deduction, you know, in your state returns. The money grows federally and state tax-free. And then when you take it out, it's tax-free. You take it out for expenses or for higher ed, it's tax-free. So you've beaten the tax man three times, and I know your audience loves that.
Oh, yeah. I love to beat the tax man legally. It just makes me smile. It makes me happy. It makes me smile.
Oh, it's all the difference in the world. If you have to pay tax on those earnings, and especially when you pull them out, it just distorts the whole picture. So when you pull that money out, what do you have? You can go to any accredited two-year, four-year college, trade schools, tech schools, specialty schools like culinary schools if they're accredited, not just here in South Carolina, but all around the country. And then there are about 600 colleges around the world.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic. And it also covers, doesn't it also cover like living expenses too?
Yes, it covers all of your normal household expenses. Yeah. I mean, all your normal college expenses. And there's a list of them, and it's a pretty broad list. And it's a forgiving list because it really is designed to help you. They had a change last year or 2 years ago just before COVID. So this is kind of something a lot of people have been taking advantage of. You can use your college savings money, your future scholar money, for K-12 private school. So if you want to put a kid in private school, they'll pay up to $10,000 a year in tuition.
Wow.
And, of course, most private schools are far less than $10,000 in South Carolina, but a few are pretty expensive. But most of them are far less than that. And it's a great way. A lot of people during this COVID issues, they're choosing that option, and they've got this money, and they are using that to put their kids in private school.
We're talking to State Treasurer Curtis Loftus about the Future Scholar Program, the college savings accounts that you can start. Now, I want to mention this because I have the hardest time once kids turn into tweens and teens, as mine are, finding gifts for them. They're so hard to buy for. This is a perfect solution to this, right?
That's right. I'm older than you are, and I'm grumpy. I don't buy presents anymore for kids because all the kids in my life seem to have plenty. But if they send me an invitation, and it's so easy, you just hit the button on the computer program, the computer screen for Future Scholar, and it'll send an invitation to contribute to your child's education. It'll send them to your grandparents and your parents and your friends, your close people, people you've selected. They make a contribution. They get the tax credit.
Oh, cool.
So instead of getting in your car, and having gas and going to Walmart and buying a blue sweater the kid doesn't want and paying sales tax, you get a tax deduction. It's a great thing.
Did you just encourage us to avoid paying sales tax, Curtis Loftus, in South Carolina?
Hey, I'm a conservative. You know, I avoid paying every tax I can legally.
Right. Yeah, no, that's great. No, this is good too because grandparents really struggle, and at Christmas I have uncles and aunts like ask me what do I get them, and I don't have an answer. I don't know. You're right. They have everything, and everything they want, video games online anyway, and they've already got all that. This is the perfect answer. Hey, Future Scholar, pay for college. So that's awesome too. Where can people go to find out more? It's very simple to do.
Yep, FutureScholar.com. FutureScholar.com. You can open an account in less than 30 minutes. If you have a problem, there's an 800 number where you'll talk to somebody inside the United States and they understand this program, that well trained. You don't have to put any money in it today. We encourage it because the longer the money's in there, the better. There are no fees or no minimums. We've made it so it's idiot proof. In fact, when we did the new contract, I said, y'all, this is going to be idiot proof. I want to be able to open an account myself without a 16 or 18 year old standing next to me telling me how to do it. And they made it happen. So I'm happy. And if you're as dumb as I am, you can open this account yourself.
Yes. I think I am as dumb as you are. And I was actually able to do it. I'm not good at online kind of things and setting things up, but I was able to do it. So I am a big believer in this. Give the website one more time, Curtis Loftus.
FutureScholar.com. FutureScholar.com.
Amen. Curtis Loftus, State Treasurer of the State of South Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us today on 106.3 WORD. Wow, trending in the United States right now. We make such an outsized amount of news here in South Carolina for the size of the state, just 5 million people. Trending in the United States right now, hashtag Alex Murdaugh. Everybody anticipating he'll turn himself in today. Arrest warrant is signed. He said he will turn himself in. That broke a couple hours ago. Hasn't happened yet as far as I could tell. And then this, Meghan is trending. Had to know what that was about. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry on Time 100's 2021 list of the most influential people in the world. Because they've done, I don't know what they did. They did something. Anyway, you know what this is about? She's part of the Democrat Party field. They want to run her for president. I'm not saying she's going to win or anything. They want to run her for president. That's been widely reported in the UK press, and that was the reason for her split from the royals and her move here to the United States. I mean, America. I mean, she could have split from the royals there, but she came here. And that is why they are so tightly connected to the Obamas and liberal causes and things like that. So, yeah, they are totally, totally planning to run her. That's why she's on that. You know, whether she'll win or there'll be a different flavor of the month. I mean, Kamala Harris was the big flavor at 1.2. You saw how that worked out. Not so good. Not so good. All right, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. A lot of people on there. Texter writes, the only solution is for liberals to live in a liberal part of the country, and the same for conservatives. Liberals don't care that China is building new coal plants. So they need to stop caring about what conservatives do in conservative country. Great point. Yeah, they are building coal fire plants at the fastest rate in human history for a country. But it's good, it's good. Let's go ahead and shut down our energy, though. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I've been out of work for almost a month now due to the Pfizer vaccine. First dose side effects. I've had 3 blood tests. Echocardio on my torso. My doc doesn't know what's wrong. Just saying this is not as safe as some people think it is. I took the first dose August 5th, 24 hours later. The symptoms started. I continued to work another 2 weeks because I figured it would get better. It only got worse. I'm a professional truck driver for the largest retailer in the U.S. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, China owns Australia. Joe Obama, Taliban just gave Australia nuclear... Oh, Taliban. No, Joe Obama, Taliban just gave Australia nuclear submarines. Now China has all the weapons left in Afghanistan. And now nuclear subs. Well, I wouldn't quite make that jump quite yet. I will tell you this, though. I heard a really fascinating interview with a CIA analyst the other day. And he connected some dots. And there aren't many dots I miss, but he connected some. And you know all the coverage about that was out there? This part's been talked about how, you know, the lithium supply in Afghanistan. It is insanely valuable. And you know what has made it insanely valuable? Joe Biden vowing to go to an all-electric economy, particularly cars, you know, in the next 20 years. Mandatory, like the shot. How are they going to do that? Is this how we can do everything now, by the way? You don't buy the electric vehicle, you lose your job. You got 75 days. I mean, they could do it if they get away with this. Seriously, they could. They just need to call it a climate emergency. Okay. Well, those electric vehicles and the chips in them require that lithium. That's in Afghanistan. And so he was talking about that Joe, in the last 2 months, has single-handedly put China in charge, made it the driver of the U.S. economy by handing Afghanistan and the lithium over to China while simultaneously mandating... you know, or in part, depending on the regulation we're talking about, promising to mandate the switch to all electric. And when you look at it that way, and you look at it in light of the tremendous payments that China has made to Hunter and Joe and the partnerships that they have in business that Hunter did not disclose, that's why he's under investigation by the FBI. And I think that's just cover. I mean, folks, they've sent 20 agents to knock down the doors of people who merely attended the January 6th insurrection. I don't want to call it that anymore. Protest. Peaceful protest, because nobody got hurt. And walked through the doors that were being held open for them by Capitol Police officers. Never entered the chamber, never did anything. 20 agents to raid the house. Not Hunter, though. I think what they'll do is they'll just leave the investigation into his money laundering open. And I think the only reason they opened it was because the Senate committee, the Ron Johnson Senate committee, the Intel committee, had gotten a hold of the Treasury Department's report. And we have algorithms, our Treasury Department does, to spot money laundering. And some of Hunter's transactions were picked up by the algorithm, by the computer. I don't think the FBI was forced to open those investigations to cover for Hunter. They'll just leave them open. So when you look at what that CIA agent was saying, CIA analyst was saying, it's fascinating. And if you want to look at the biggest impact, he was saying, of Afghanistan, he was saying terrorism is going to be huge, but there's something bigger. And he said he, with those two policies, single-handedly has just put China in the driver's seat of our economy. They have total control. Think about that. Total control. And at some point, folks, it stops being a coincidence. And it starts being exactly what it looks like. Exactly what it looks like. Oh, by the way, did you see this? Did you see this yesterday? Forecast that Al-Qaeda will likely have the capability to hit the United States with a terror attack in the next 1 to 2 years because of their place in Afghanistan now. So they went from saying our intel officials, Al-Qaeda could likely rebuild in Afghanistan in a year. That was like 3-4 weeks ago. You know where they are now? Washington Times had this. Forecasting Al-Qaeda having will likely hit the U.S., geographical U.S. with a terror attack in the next year or two because of this. I mean, their interior minister is Al-Qaeda. They swore him in with a $5 million price tag on his head. He's Al-Qaeda. He's a Haqqani network. They sheltered bin Laden. His dad did. They're still Al-Qaeda. It's never happened. It's never changed. So, and for that CIA agent to say, yes, that is serious. We need to worry about that, and that's not a good thing. But that's not the biggest problem that we face right now. We face the fact that China is deliberately being put in the driver's seat by our environmental policy, by the same people who refused to condemn China's announcement earlier this year that they're ramping up coal power plants. They're building one a week, and they say they want to build more. And they're cool with that. They're totally cool with that. But they're going to make you drive an electric vehicle that's powered by a chip made with lithium that the Chinese now completely control the supply of in Afghanistan and can charge whatever they want for the most part. What country does that? What country does that? Now, we don't need to run our country on electricity. We don't need to do that. We could reverse that policy. We'll be just fine. Heck, we could save the dollar if we wanted to. You know what you do? You throttle up energy production, oil and natural gas, open it all. Sell it only for dollars. We could prop up our printing press. Could save a dollar, but they won't. They're going the other way. Largest inbound shipments of Russian oil and natural gas ever in the history of America. Our pipelines either shut down, our federal releases locked up as Joe defies the courts that have ordered him to go forward with them. As he tells OPEC to produce more. Why is that significant? That's exactly what you'd do if you were trying to kill the dollar, because OPEC and the Saudis have just said, hey, listen, we're not going to sell our oil for American dollars anymore and prop up your dollar. We're going to sell it for ruples, yuan, and euros. Well, a smart country that wants to survive at this point says, okay, we're going to throttle up our oil and natural gas production. We'll save our own dollar. But he's doing the opposite. And when you put all this stuff together, at some point, you got to accept it's not a coincidence. It's a plan. It's the strategy. It is what they want. Texter writes, Secretary of State Tony Blinken thinks he's impersonating Rod Sterling of the Twilight Zone. He's trying to tell us we're not really seeing what we're seeing. As Bugs Bunny would say, what a maroon! And Bugs Bunny or Bobby Mack. Texter writes, Tara, it appears that the CCP is controlling our government personnel and high-ranking military officials. A great person to read on that is Natalie Woods of the National Pulse. She's done an amazing job. She's a reporter there of documenting how virtually all of the high-ranking officials in the Biden administration have been on the Chinese payroll via a lot of Chinese nonprofits. They take huge paychecks before they go in, and then they come out and take more huge paychecks from China via these organizations where they'll, you know, allegedly be writing policy about, I don't know, whatever. It's how China pays them off. They're all like-minded. They all know what to do. Texter writes, what about Joe trying to sign us up for the UN gun grab? Yes, I covered that last week. Holy camoli, yeah, it would be the beginning of international gun registration. They believe it can get us around. Hey, we can't do that nationally. At least the courts have ruled that. But we do it internationally. Another texter writes, we love you, Tara. Well, thank you very much. That makes me feel better about the hate and the aspersions cast at me by my trolls. Texter writes, Why is the government the only supplier of monoclonal antibodies? I could do a whole show on that. It would be very, it's a very long story, but they are, and that's a problem. Texter writes, where does it go? Mandate everybody has an electric car in 20 years, then they mandate charging stations are illegal, and nobody will be able to go anywhere more than 100 miles. Well, they already have that policy in Australia. They just say you can't go more than 5K from your home. There's a woman by the name of Monica there. You should Google this, Monica arrest in Australia. It will tear your heart out. She is leading the protest of the lockdowns there in Australia. Australia's become a prison state. And you can see them pulling her and arresting her for leaving the zone around her home. And she says in the video, I've been meaning to get to this on the Battleground podcast. There's just so many other things to do. She says in the video, have you been following me? Is that how you know I left? And they had. And the reason is because they also intended to arrest her from insurrection for her Facebook post. And all she had been doing was leading a group that has people, you know, come out and protest the lockdowns, right? Well, they said they'd bond her out if she would agree to never post anything negative again about the lockdowns and to delete her social media. Now, her social media is also the nexus for the main group opposing the lockdowns in Australia. In other words, silence her. And she said no. So she's in jail and will remain in jail because that was the condition of her bond. In other words, Australia has its first political prisoner. So we're seeing this now. This is the template. This is where it goes if you let it go this far. And again, the COVID is just the excuse. If it wasn't COVID, they'd find something else. Oh, Texter writes, Natalie, did I say Woods? Natalie Winters, not Woods? Good catch. I apologize for that. Yeah, Natalie Winters, love her work. And finally, Texter writes, you know what? We'll have to get to that tomorrow. Yeah. By the way, Pew out with another poll. Support for gun control dipped again. Yeah, that's what happens when you have record gun purchases by new buyers. They're like, nah, no thanks, I'll keep it. But you know, maybe catch me later.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.